Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And we continue our march towards draft day. We are 2 days away now. And today we're going to be looking at worst case and best case scenarios coming out of the draft weekend for the Sharks. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, JD Young, contributor at Fear the Fin in San Jose Hockey Now. And of course, I want to thank you guys for making us your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And of course, you can subscribe on YouTube as well. And we're getting close to the draft. We're almost there. It's 2 days away from draft night. And, you know, I think now's a good time to kind of look at what are some potential best case scenarios for the Sharks and what are some of the like doomsday worst case scenarios for the Sharks, and not just involving pick number 11, but just kind of, you know, just coming out of the weekend, how are we going to be feeling about the Sharks? So I think we talked about this on yesterday's episode, but I think one of the, you know, answering one of these big questions of, I think a best case scenario for the Shark is actually moving one of these big contracts off the team. And, you know, we talked about yesterday about some potential guys who could be, you know, fits for that. If it's, you know, a Brent Burns, a Kevin LeBanc, you know, a Radim Šimek, it's not a big contract, but, you know, just that's still space that you're freeing up with, you know, moving one of the, you know, even if it's an Erik Karlsson, which has been rumored as well. If you can move off of a Brent Burns or an Erik Karlsson or one of these guys, and then you can replace them with somebody who's maybe 75% the talent, but at half the cost, I think that's kind of a net win for the Sharks, right? Where, you know, if you're, you know, say you get rid of Brent Burns, but then you sign Ethan Bear, and it's like Ethan Bear is nowhere near as good as Brent Burns, but he also doesn't cost anywhere near as much as a Brent Burns does. So, you know, and I think if the Sharks really, you know, we've heard from ownership, and I think that's been kind of the big thing with this whole GM search that we're still waiting for as I'm recording this at about 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon, that, you know, the Sharks, they don't want to rebuild. And as much as you and I and, you know, majority of people listening to this think it's in the long term for success of the Sharks, it would have been best to try to rebuild this thing, you know, but the owner doesn't want to rebuild, and it's his team and his prerogative to run the team as he sees fit. He doesn't want to rebuild. We've already seen this. We've been in this run a bunch of times. But moving off of one of these big contracts and then being able to redistribute that money elsewhere, you know, finding a 2C, finding some more help in the defensive zone, you know, I think that would go a long way into getting the Sharks playing relevant hockey again. And then while you're kind of waiting for your young guys to kind of to make the jump. So, you know, I think that's the best case scenario is that they get rid of one, if not multiple, of these contracts. And worst case scenario is they're stuck with the exact same team that they enter the draft with and they come out of the draft with, and it's just kind of the same guys. And then you're kind of, you know, what's the thing, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Like going into next year with basically the same team and hoping that you're like Bortolos and Eklunds, you know, praying that these guys are able to make a huge impact right away. You know, that's a tough look for a team that's, you know, trying to kind of not rebuild, but you're kind of just stuck in that creamy middle of not good enough to make the playoffs and be relevant, but not bad enough to acquire potential star talent in the top of the draft. So, Yeah, I think that's kind of the first thing, right? Is can they move off of one of these contracts, you know, and then how will they be able to move that money around to gather new assets and try to find people that can make an impact on the team right away. So again, I think that's that best case scenario is that they get out of, you know, a couple of these contracts. If the Brent Burns, if he decides he wants to get traded, or if Kevin LeBanc or Radim Šimek or, you know, Erik Karlsson, which I would be shocked if that one happened, but there's been whispers. So, you know, if they're able to get off of one of these contracts and they don't have to give up too many assets to do it, I think that would be kind of the best case scenario. And the worst case scenario is that we're just rolling the same team out in October that we've been, you know, seen the past 3 years and expect to have different results. So before we get into some other best case, worst case scenarios that are going to be kind of more actually draft related, let's go ahead and take a quick break and talk to you guys about our friends over at Built Bar. You guys know Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market. And now they have a new flavor that's going fast, the Coconut Brownie Chunk Puff. If you like coconuts, do you like brownies? How about all that together covered over a delicious marshmallow and covered in 100% real chocolate? It's a fluffy cloud of coconut brownie goodness. And the best part is they're also good for you. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and they're all delicious. Coconut Brownie Chunk Puffs are only here for a limited time. So go to built.com to make sure you don't miss out. They're going fast because they taste amazing. And when you go to built.com, make sure you use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order. Again, use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. And I know if you're anything like me, can be kind of competitive with your friends. This is where 10athletes.com comes in. You can finally settle the debate. Who's the best athlete of your group? 10 athletes is a formula that rates you from 1 to 10 as an athlete and 1 to 10 in over 300 sports and games you play in real life. Simply create your own athlete profile and start submitting your game results. Compare personal stats, sports rankings, and athlete rankings with your friends. And find out who's the best in the backyard, the block, or even the world. And they've got you covered with a bunch of games. So it doesn't matter if you play hockey, if you play golf, if you play ping pong, cornhole, whatever. They've got you covered. So go to 10athletes.com. It's becoming the social network for playing sports. Accounts are being created every day. So get your favorite username while it lasts. Create your profile today at 10athletes.com. Find out how good of an athlete you really are. Are you an athletic enough to hold a coveted title of best athlete in the world on our rankings? Join our athlete network. Play games. Get ranked all for free. From 1 to 10, how good are you? 10athletes.com, where fun must be always. Okay. Best case, worst case scenario for the Sharks, I think, at pick number 11 is... let's go. Best case scenario for them would be that somebody in the top 10 makes a massive reach and talent starts to kind of tumble down. You know, we joke all the time about the Senators reaching for somebody and, you know, picking a guy that's they could have got, you know, Tyler Boucher last year type of example. But we saw that what happened, you know, was, you know, last year, even I think like Mason McTavish, we looked at last year, we thought he was a good player, might be a potential like 10 to 15, gets picked at number 3 by the Ducks. And it just kind of pushes everybody down until William Eklund falls to you at 7. Can you imagine William Eklund on the Ducks? I'm like, yeah, that would be brutal. Or, you know, and like the Red Wings, they, you know, they like to go off the board sometimes too, but that usually ends up working out for them. But, you know, so if a couple teams can make some reaches, as we'll call them, to be nice, but and pushes that talent down for the Sharks. So, you know, hopefully there's, you know, I think with the Sharks, we've talked about where they really need another actual center in the pipeline. You know, a lot of the 2020 draft class, I think Tristan might be the only center who comes out of there. I think Ozzie's going to be probably more of a winger in the next level. as he progresses. Brandon Coe's a winger. Guschen's a winger. You know, Bortolo is a center, but like they need some more center depth. And I think hopefully, you know, some guys get pushed up and that leads to a kind of some of the centers fall into you. So whether that's Brad Lambert or Frank Nazar or you know, whomever, if you like Savoy, one of these guys falls to you that you can, you know, kind of really add to that, your center depth in the Sharks. And, you know, tomorrow I'm going to do my kind of tiers on the players and how I'd feel about them and kind of go through probably like 10, 15 of them to try to really kind of be like, okay, this guy, I really love this guy. I'm okay with, you know, I'd be ecstatic if they drafted this guy. I'd be happy if they drafted. And this guy, I'd be really kind of scratching my head. But, you know, so the best case scenario is some of those guys that you're kind of scratching your head about gets drafted before and gives the Sharks plenty of options of who they want to draft. So, you know, and we've talked too about getting defensemen. Scoring goals is really important in today's league. The Sharks have struggled to do that for a few years now. And I know whoever they draft right now isn't going to help them score goals right now, but the best way to play defense is not to have to play defense, right? If you're controlling the puck in in your offensive zone and keeping the other team from getting the puck, it makes your defender's job a lot easier, right? So, well, getting like a Kevin Krejcinski or a Matanchuk or, you know, whoever, I think going forward, it might be the way to go. So just because you can help solidify and find somebody to kind of pair with this 2020 draft class. And if it's, you know, like Brad Lambert, who can come in, you know, Brad Lambert could play on the Barracuda this year. And I think that would be pretty awesome, to be honest. Like having Brad Lambert playing with your, you know, your Brandon Coes and your Aussies and your Tristans and all these guys, you know, I mean, I know his rights are owned by Seattle. And if you want to slow cook him, let him go play. Go play on the Thunderbird for a season. Totally fine by me too. Go dominate the WHL and then we'll see you in 2023. Totally fine by me. But you have a lot of options with him where you could actually, you know, if you want to play him on the CUDA, fine. And I think kind of the piggybacking off this, the worst case scenario is that there's a run on these centers. You know, maybe Brad Lambert goes early or, you know, goes earlier than expected and Frank Nazar goes early and, you know, Marco Kasper goes early. Like all these guys who are projected centers, and not to say like picking a wing is bad. If he's the best player available, he's the best player. There's more value in picking that center, right? Because they could be a center now, or maybe they could transition to a wing. While if they're a wing now, you don't really see them going from wing to center. I know that's the grand plan for William Eklund, is going the hurdle route of transitioning from wing to center once he starts to get some more mass on his frame. But it's a really hard transition to do. And I don't think you're putting your players in the best position to succeed if you're asking them to make that transition, especially if they've been playing wing most of their life. And then, hey, now you got to go play center and be more defensively responsible. And I think it makes them not kind of fit with what they do type of thing. That whole like square peg in a round hole type of thing. So, you know, worst case scenario, there's a run on these centers. The teams ahead make really smart picks. And then the Sharks, I mean, I still think the Sharks will be able to get a great, you know, a great player at 11, but getting that like piece, like a Brad Lambert or Frank Nazar, or getting one of these centers who can really add to the Sharks pipeline, you know, that's the worst case scenario, right? Is that they're all gone. And then you're either reaching for a guy who's not quite ready, like a Rekker McGrody, or, you know, one of these guys who's probably available in the teens. You're not able to trade back, you know, unless somebody really wants one of these wingers. But I think you're kind of stuck having to pick a player who may not kind of fit into your pipeline right now, because you already have a plethora of these young wingers that are, you know, going to be starting to make an impact soon. And not to say you couldn't trade one of them, but then again, it's trade a winger for a center, you're not getting the best player out of that deal, most likely, just because the value of a potential, you know, the value of a center is just, they're just more valuable, you know? So you probably have to trade a player who might be better in a winger to get a lesser player in a position that you're just in need of. So, all right, before we get to our final best case, worst case scenario for the Sharks, we do need to take another break. Talk to you guys about our friends over at rockauto.com. You guys know by now, rockauto.com has got you covered, especially with all the increasing numbers of makes and models with cars. It's impossible for your local chain to find auto parts stores to carry everything that you have, right? So you go up to the counter, the person's like, what type of car do you have? What type of trim package do you have? What type of engine? You know, the whole deal. And they're clacking in their computer, and they only have one version of the part. And if they're out of it, they're out of it. You don't need to worry about that with rockauto.com, because you just go to their website and you can do it all yourself. So you save time and money when using rockauto.com. You can save up to 30, 50, even 100% for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership. RockAuto.com is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Prices are reliably low for every customer, so it doesn't matter if you need a brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. RockAuto.com has got you covered. So go to RockAuto.com, see all the parts available for your cars and truck, right? Locked On in their How'd You Hear About Us box. That way they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. And you guys know the draft, as we've been talking about for a long time now, is on Thursday night. Thank you guys for making Locked On Sharks your first listen every day. With the draft on Thursday night, our team of local hosts and draft experts are breaking it down with insights analysis for every first round pick. So join me 15 minutes after the Sharks make their pick for immediate reaction to all of the Sharks moves that night. So subscribe to Locked On Sharks on YouTube for the latest breakdowns and live reactions on the NHL draft and more. All right. Best case, worst case scenario. So coming out of the draft. So kind of a recap, right? The best case scenario is that they are able to move an NHL contract out, right? Worst case scenario is that they're stuck with the same team. And then again, best case scenario, some players who are get reached and the Sharks kind of have their option of who they want, especially in the center position, because I feel like that's where they need some more help, is finding that dynamic center who can really bring all your prospect pieces together and play off him. And worst case scenario is there's a run on those guys. Finally, best case, worst case scenario. Just coming out of the draft, the Sharks feel like a new team, you know, and I think they've had a lot of negative press right now, especially with how they bungled. I'm going to say they bungled the Bob Bugner thing. They could have fired him 2 months ago. You know, the stories that are coming out about the, you know, locker room clean out and the exit interviews, that they didn't go very smoothly. This GM search has taken way too long. I know it's, you know, get the right person and stuff, but like this GM search has taken, you know, since April, it's July right now. We still don't, we might have a GM soon as you guys are listening to this, but you know, we still don't have a GM. I think, you know, the cap situation, we know what the cap situation is like. And I think the best case scenario is for the Sharks is that they're able to execute this draft weekend smoothly, and they're coming out of it and people are kind of applauding, like, hey, these guys made really smart picks. You know, they were able to trade and kind of reform their team on the fly, especially under new leadership, whoever that is, if it's Mike Greer or Ray Whitney or somebody that we that still hasn't come out the woodworks yet, but whoever that they get, they're going to need to hit the ground running, right? Because you've got free agency, you have the draft on this week, and then you have free agency the following week. And, you know, the Sharks just I mean, they just don't look like a functional team right now. Scott Burnside just had a piece that came out on Monday that said, are the Sharks the most dysfunctional team in the entire league? And it's pretty hard to argue against it just because, again, like the way things have been moving, it's not like you didn't know that Doug Wilson was probably going to be stepping down. And, you know, you could have, yes, I know, like, be patient with the GM process. But like, you're not even getting to interview the guys from the Avalanche because, you know, like, you could have made it as if you were waiting on someone from the Avalanche, but then they said no, like, what's been the holdup? That's my question, right? I know being patient, make sure you have the right guy, but I don't think the right guy, the Sharks just weren't allowed to interview the right guy. So I think the best case for the Sharks is just getting some good press out of this and just not being this like laughing stock that they've kind of been since, you know, this whole off season. And like, if they're able to make some smart moves and, you know, free up some cap space and have a really solid draft and, you know, come away with like, you know, that coming out of the weekend where it's like, yeah, they got, you know, Brad Lambert, or they got Frank Nazar, you know, they got a really smart pick. And then they were able to, you know, move around the draft board and get some more good prospects and, you know, really add to this prospect pool that's, you know, really coming along. I think that's best case scenario. Worst case scenario is more of the same, where it's just, you know, they're making bad. I don't think Doug Wilson Jr. is going to make bad picks, but, you know, they're making bad picks. Maybe they're leaving talent on the board that they could have, you know, gotten, or they're reaching for people, or, you know, just not kind of playing the draft well. And that's kind of part of the thing too. We talk about just knowing when to move down and when to move up, and, you know, when to get, like, you know, a couple years ago, trading up for Brandon Coe was, you know, a great move, or, you know, trading down and still getting Thomas Bortolo and gathering another asset and then using that asset to get Brandon Coe. Like, those are great moves and planting the draft well. And I think Doug Wilson Jr. and Tim Brick and Joe Will, those guys can do that, but, you know, it's still not an easy thing to do, right? You know, and then if they're coming out of the draft and they're still having the same questions that we talked about of, like, well, they still have redeemed Schimmick on the, you know, what are they going to do with Schimmick? And are they going to still buy out Vlasic? And are they going to, you know, Brent Burns' contract is still here. And Kevin LeBanc, like, just going into next season with a lot of these same questions and hoping for something different, that's, I think, a worst case scenario where it's just like the hopelessness of the season's already set in and it's still, we haven't even had free agency type situation. So yeah, that's I think kind of covers the best case, worst case scenarios for the Sharks coming out of the draft weekend. So I'll be back tomorrow. Going to do my tiers, of kind of, I think about those 10 to 15 guys of like, okay, who do I really want? Who would I love? Who would I be happy with? Who would I be kind of, if the board plays a certain way, and then who would I be kind of scratching my head about? We'll discuss that. We'll have some final predictions on Thursday before the draft. We're going to do live show after the first round. And then we're going to Friday afternoon, or when the draft's over, we're going to do a recap of a whole weekend or the whole draft, I guess, and kind of, you know, get to know some of the newest Sharks players and then get ready for free agency the week after. So it's a lot. And whenever the GM gets hired, we'll get that covered as well too. So GM and a coach. So plenty of stuff to talk about with the Sharks as we're getting ready to kick off the new calendar season. So make sure you guys are following us wherever, or I guess on all of your social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, over at Locked On Sharks. You can listen, of course, Apple, please, 5-star review. Apple, Odyssey, Spotify, you name it, I'm there. You can hear me every day. YouTube as well. The shows always come out early on YouTube. So if you can't wait, you want to kind of check out what's happening, they always come out the night before, usually about 8 or 9 Pacific time, depending, you know, especially during the off season here. So you can watch them. So make sure you guys go check that out. Make sure you guys subscribe. That does help the show a lot. That gets more money straight into my pockets, which is, you know, as much as I love doing this, getting paid to do it does make it a little nice. So make sure you guys subscribe there. You can follow me on Twitter at myfryhole, where today I'm making pulled pork. So you can, I've been posting pictures of that. And of course, go check out the Locked On NHL show. As soon as you're done listening to this, local experts got you covered 5 days a week, especially with the draft and free agency. They're going to, you know, get perspective from all the NHL teams. So, and we'll be back tomorrow with the tiers, the final tiers. Bye, friends.